ABC Radio Australia.
Could a simple piece of coded software help drive down the rapid rate of illegal deforestation in countries like Papua New Guinea and Solomon Islands, or further afield even into the Amazon? An Australian team, in partnership with their colleagues in Brazil and conservation non-government organisations, want to give it a go. They've developed a code that sits on a microchip and which can be put inside heavy machinery. As Catherine Grauer reports, it uses GPS tracking, so if a machine with a chip inside it goes into protected areas, the code shuts the machine down.
Much of the world's attention in recent weeks has been on fires raging through the Amazon rainforest.
People around the world are shocked and devastated to see the Amazon engulfed in flames.
Those fires from the lungs of the earth, as it's called, is causing problems in the lungs of the Brazilian people.
Experts say deforestation is to blame.
Part of that process is they deforest a chunk of land, say in June or May. They dry out the trees, and then they burn them in August, September.
The problem with the Amazonian fires is that they are basically highlighting the fact that we haven't got a plan to stop deforestation in tropical rainforests.
Closer to home, environmental groups have warned the Solomon Islands is cutting down its tropical rainforests at nearly 20 times what's sustainable, while research from PNG has shown that vast amounts of pristine rainforest and unique species are being lost there too. The PNG government has pledged to deal with that by shutting down what's known as special agriculture leases, or SABLs, that for years were exploited by primarily Asian logging companies who'd sell the valuable timber they were cutting down while making token investments in agriculture. But environmentalists are worried it's been more talk than action.
A lot of these things were just political hot talks, nothing concrete happening. Many of the illegally issued and set up SABL operations in Papua New Guinea are still progressing.
Ken Mondiai is a forestry officer and executive director of a conservation NGO called Partners with Melanesians.
We have four conservation projects in Papua New Guinea, and out of the four, three of them are facing issues of illegal logging around the perimeters of the conservation areas. And so this has been our biggest challenge and difficulties that we are facing. It's very difficult to monitor the logging operations.
And that's where Australian Tim Devine hopes they might be able to help, using existing data and GPS tracking technology.
The technology we've developed is nothing particularly new. It's just the way we're applying it.
Their slogan is, it's hard to stop humans, but we can stop the machines they use.
A basic way to understand it is to think of it like an invisible fence, that when a machine enters a particular part of the world, we can check if it's in a protected area and we can cut the engine or prompt them to stop being in that area and working in that area.
They're calling it the Code of Conscience, a software code that the innovation company he works at, AKQA, has developed pro bono in collaboration with teams in Brazil.
We were really well placed to sort of say, you know what, this is something we can solve. I don't see it as sabotage. I think, you know, everyone wants to be on the right side of history.
He admits manufacturers may be more reluctant to get on board, but believes those who are ecologically conscious will.
Governments and companies and organisations have the opportunity to explore how this tool can help them be on the right side of history, because things don't come back when they're gone in some places. So it's a global issue. Our region in Australia and the APAC region has a massive kind of impact from deforestation and illegal logging, as does the Amazon.
They've sent a small microchip with the code on it to the top 10 construction equipment manufacturers in the world. They now want governments as well to introduce legislation that could force companies to use these microchips in their machinery. He says that includes places like PNG.
And if at some point the code of conscience idea might help them make sure that people aren't still logging in those licenses or leases aren't still being used.
In PNG, Ken Mondiai says the technology could be a game changer, but he says it's likely to be only part of a possible solution. Ken Mondiai points out that many companies in PNG use much older machinery where software codes may not work. Well, he says the government needs to do a better job of defining the areas meant to be protected in the first place.
Not all the protected areas in the country are mapped clearly in terms of their boundaries, external boundaries, and all these things. So if this new technology, that new tool is going to be linked through satellite navigation and to link to the boundaries of the existing permits, protected areas underground, the government has not come about clearly to get itself organized in terms of doing proper mapping